All right, guys, welcome back. Today we have actually got a special episode. I don't know how we managed to do this, troops, but hold on.
He's pinned down.
What is?
Whoa.
Oh, he had him pinned
hold
down.
Hold up.
He had him pinned down.
We've got the dogs on. No.
Finn, stop. Finn, you got to do something. You gotta do something, bro.
We are 10 seconds into the podcast and Alfonso is riding thin. Finn was throwing it back. Oh my.
All right. Well, I think that's a really good way to introduce the fact that we're doing a dog episode today.
Yeah.
Where's your missus?
That's not very nice.
Oh, sorry.
That's not very nice. Yeah,
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Come on, pull
but
up that.
My dog's here, but she's just a bit of a... So she actually won't be like...
Now, what we'll do at some point is we'll put her on the ground and you literally, she just starts growling at the boys.
She's just mad rude to other dogs. we're trying to train her.
The thing is, these two are gay.
Yeah, so our two dogs are gay.
Our two dogs are gay, so...
They play with each other. They like flirt with each other and then they just...
They're out on Fridays. See? Heaven for dogs.
Yeah, look, I don't know if the mic can pick this up, but Lola's growling like mad.
Because they're getting...
She's all ready for speed bump.
Anyways, guys. we thought we'd.
This
episode's going to be off the rails.
Sorry to the audio listeners. This was reek for you lot.
Yeah, they're like, what the fuck's going on? Look, we've got a couple of dogs. We've got my sausage dog. To be fair, they are all kitted out in their bully billows kit, which, by the way, I must say.
This ain't even.
Like no cap, the one that he's wearing, the harness there, fits Finn better than anything we've ever used.
Ooh.
So that's pretty sick. I'm really happy about that. You're I sent it to my missus and she was absolutely buzzing.
He looks nice in it.
Like it fits him.
He looks like a rescue dog.
What do you mean by that?
Like he gonna rescue other dogs.
Okay.
Is that...
Yeah, just be careful the way you're talking about my
dog. Like got the orange on. He's like a little lifeguard, like.
Yeah. All right, sick. Anyways, guys, look, we got a little solo. Well, it's not actually a solo episode today because we're with our furry friends. What have you been? You were just about to tell me something that your gym.
I just got a bad notification. The missus is sat behind the camera. She doesn't know about this yet. But people have been sneaking into the gym in the building. So I got a notification on my phone saying new gym procedure. Now you have to book it. You can't even just go to the gym now.
Yeah, I've been using your gym. It's nice.
It was you. Now, to be fair, I've been rocking up to the gym, right? And I'll be just seeing like 15-year-old kids in there. like what? Proper like, you know, just like kids that should be like at Westfield chilling. They'd just be in my gym. And I'm like, damn, do you really live there? Maybe you do. Maybe you got some rich parents or some shit like that. But they look like they just genuinely just rocked up. Someone's given them a fob and they've rocked up.
How do you even like find out about like,
I don't know
how does
how
the word
it?
Get around that like, oh, head to this building, you know, go into the basement gym.
There's just a couple of the, like lads, they're all mates as well. They just come in and chill. And that must have been what's caused the rule changing.
So what are they saying? Like you have to give like a day's notice or what?
Oh man, it says you have to book it and then go pick up the fob, go to the gym, then go back, drop the fob off.
No way.
Just an ordeal. First world problems, eh?
No, that is actually a ball like though. Like you, the reason why you pay to in a building that has a gym
is to use the gym easily. Hey, at least I still got the gym. I'm grateful.
You should be.
I'm still grateful.
Got a roof over your head.
I got a roof over my head. That's the most important thing. Let's not forget that.
Can we scroll and get some fucking notes on this bitch? Because I don't know.
I just rocked up today on my own wave. I just got all my helmets for the go-karting. I brought them.
Yeah.
I got your team principal stuff downstairs.
Oh, do you actually though?
Yeah, no, I thought you would see it downstairs. Then.
Thank you.
Yeah, it looks all right, you know. It looks decent.
Look, and it's raining. We got you know, shut the fuck up.
I told you he's a yapper.
Shut the fuck up.
Do you want to go down?
Oh, listen to this growl. It sounds like
thing is, I thought Alfonso was going to be worse because he's actually quite a yappy. Yeah, sniff
look,
that.
They're train.
Thought,
oh my god, they're running a train.
They're doing the train.
Yeah,
they're sniffing each other's assholes in a line.
Human centipede.
Fuck. Yo, we got to try that, man.
At least dogs, they're just straight. They're just down for whatever. You know what I mean? Whereas we're always so uptight. Like, oh yeah, now it's getting active.
To be fair though, shout out to Finn and Alfonso because they're like best mates.
They are. It's really cute.
If you're watching online, sound like a dad.
If you're watching on the World Wide Web.
If you're watching on the line.
If you're watching the video of this, we've told Stanley, like, you're literally on dog cam. So
yeah, but he's
at random points.
Fucking good job, is he?
Just run into the camera.
So yeah, you're just going to randomly see shots of the dogs knocking about because it's quite funny. But let's talk a little bit about baby reindeer because this is a really trending thing.
Oh, I just finished it.
Right, I haven't finished it, but I'm not going to finish it.
Why?
It didn't appeal to me.
He's a hater. That's why.
I am a bit of a hater on it, but not because I think it's bad or anything. It's just not that this type of stuff is not stuff that I feel like, oh, I need to watch the next episode. But I am well up to date on the lore because it's been going viral on TikTok. Can you explain a little bit about it, Chip?
Yeah, so obviously it's about this comedian.
Sorry to interrupt, but Phil, we need a spoiler warning.
Spoiler warning. Can we start off by telling them the cool aspects of the show?
Yeah, for sure.
It's a true story, but the main character plays himself some people didn't know that. Sabina watched it, didn't have a clue until the end, but obviously I think it's better to know going in after I've watched it. It's a comedian, bit of a failed comedian who just works in a bar. It was in bar in Camden. How deep do I want to go with this? Essentially, this woman comes into the bar and he gives her a cup of tea, right? Just friendly gesture. She said she was a lawyer with no money. Like, that's a red flag straight off the bat.
Yeah, like, ain't no lawyer
in London.
There's no such thing as a broke lawyer in London.
Put a cup of tea as well, like, in a pub, that's probably a couple of quid.
That's a red flag. If anybody goes into a pub and orders a cup of tea, serial killer energy.
But she starts flexing, like, David Cameron in a phone book and stuff. Anyway, he gives her this cup of tea and then it just spirals from there. She ends up becoming this fucking, the craziest stalker I ever seen in my life.
What sort of levels would she go into?
Level that, like, it goes to the point where she's emailing, she gets hold of his email, she starts getting in touch with his parents, she starts going on his Facebook, commenting on his ex-missus photo saying ugly bitch and all this kind of shit. And then she's just watching him at home. She sits outside of the bus stop outside his house. She just rocks up to his house randomly one day and joins a dinner party. He gets home and sees her at this dinner party. He's like, what the fuck? It was crazy.
And this is all a true story.
This is all a true story, yeah. And they've found the real woman online.
So I assume in the actual thing, they've obviously given her a different name. Mm. It's a different woman, but you know what I find? They always manage to find a similar looking woman and the build tends to be the same.
They could have just gone for someone completely
they
different.
They could have, I guess. Yeah, I guess they could. Probably should have.
I have a theory about this though. I feel like he's done it on purpose because he knew that people would find her and he wants to make her life hell a bit, almost.
It's one of those things. People are like, oh, he said if you're looking for the people online, you're missing the whole point of the show. And I'm like, come on, man. If you're making a Netflix show, that's a true story. People are going to, and it's in London, people are going to be looking for these people.
Not only that, so wait, just to go through it.
It's
people online have essentially witch hunted, managed to find this real person who they found like her tweets from ages ago.
Yeah.
And they're a bit weird, aren't
they're
they?
They're real. So it's like, it just backs up his story because if you go and look at her account, like, she's got all the tweets. She's tweeting him in like 2014 or 16. Just like all the tweets that pop up in the show where she's just like saying really weird, strange stuff. The spelling's obviously a bit off. It's a bit mental. You can have a scroll through and just see for yourself. And it's more has come out today. Yesterday I was on Twitter. She's put a statement out on Facebook. And it's a mental.
So the statement, it's a bit long
for a
to read
sequel, in my opinion.
I'm not going to lie. the statement really reads like somebody's guilty. Like that is, it is her.
But
like,
there's no way that,
like just the way it's written.
Yeah.
Like there is hatred towards him in the statement.
Yeah.
And it, like she's referencing him as a person and like him being like a bad person.
Where did you
and
see this statement?
It's going viral.
If you go on Twitter,
it'll be there.
And type her in, you'll be able to just type in Fiona. It'll probably just come
up. But her name is Fiona Harvey. And obviously in the show, she's called Martha Scott.
Yeah. And I mean, to be honest, we're not really revealing too much there because it's all over Twitter.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wanted to bring some up about the statement because the statement said, she says in her statement, and obviously we have to take everything she says with a pinch of salt, but she does say she's got no criminal convictions. But in the show, she does get arrested and charged and goes to jail.
Interesting.
So I'm just wondering, is it in the show, is it like one of those things where they take half the story and then dramatize the rest? You know,
yeah,
like...
because that is a very common thing.
Yeah.
That I feel as though that when you're dealing with a true story, stuff like that, that can be traced back to people.
You can't lie.
That's really dangerous.
You can't be. Yeah. If she actually didn't go to prison, you can't just fucking say. That's why I think she must have, and she's lying. Like, surely you can just find out by searching her up on some kind of
website. I don't know.
Website. Because,
like, but like, then you hear, like, in this statement, all right, by the way, this is on Facebook, so I do feel as though we got to take it with a pinch of salt.
Yeah.
But one of the things that she said, like, in here, she literally says, he seems to have some fat, ugly woman called Martha being played by an actress pretending to be me. Like,
what?
Like, that's just a mad thing to say, regardless. And it's like, are you telling me this person claimed to be a lawyer?
Yeah.
Like, just the way it's written, like, this is it lacks basic English, like grammar. And
yeah,
I don't think that you could be a lawyer with this level of English. Or if you are, it's not one that I'm fucking paying for.
The thing is, in the show, it does actually show that she was some form of lawyer at some point. Like, there was a certificate, I think.
Yeah, in her flat.
In her flat of her, like... You know, passing some.
But you never know, though. She might have just been so like mentally ill that she's performed this whole thing in her life to pretend that she was a lawyer, and obviously maybe certificate printed out, put into her home.
Yeah, she's saying she's had death threats and stuff, which is obviously not on. But
and because just at the bottom there, Prod, if you pull that up really quick, it says, "I know nothing about Richard Gadd," which is the main character, the guy that gets stalked in the movie in the TV show. He says, I know nothing about Richard Gadd apart from his sorry little life story I listened to on a Sophie Hagen podcast he did with her when Baby Reindeer came out. This is somebody that is really fueled by hatred towards this person. If this was me and I was being like missed, like, yo, guys, it's not me, I would just come out and say, guys, this is not me. Da, da, da. Like, I would keep it short and sweet, and like, I wouldn't even really attack the person, like Richard. Like, you wouldn't have any feelings towards them.
Yeah. And at the end, she signs it up by saying, I'm not Martha and I have no criminal convictions.
Yeah.
So it's all a bit mad.
I'm a heterosexual woman. Like, it just goes, you know what? This Facebook thing could just be a little bit.
She's mad racist as well, you know.
Really? Yeah,
yeah, she is genuine. Like, there's racist tweets and all sorts.
Yeah, well, they do portray her
or bigoted tweets
in the show, don't they?
So anyways, look, that is the situation with the Baby Reindeer stuff. If you haven't watched the series, go and give it a watch if this is the sort of stuff you're into. I'll be honest with you, I was more than happy just following the drama that followed
the guy,
online.
By the way, Richard Gadd was unbelievable in it as an actor.
He plays himself, which
fucking
considering
mental.
The trauma that he went through is pretty nuts. By the way, if you can hear like stuff going around, Finn has found out that there is treats in a toy and he will not stop no matter what
relentless.
Goes on. Like, he
all
I'm
over
telling
it.
You, if there's food, he's on it.
Yeah.
There was also that other part of the show, the other element to it, which if you haven't seen it, this is a spoiler alert, he did face some trauma with a... Would you say he's a mentor, this comedic mentor?
I've seen this bit.
Yeah, and so essentially he'd faced sexual abuse from this man who used to get him really high on drugs. And this person is a real life individual and obviously actually someone from the comedy world who people are now trying to work out who it is. And there's been, like 4 or 5 suggestions as to who it could be.
There was one guy that looks really similar who people
Sean
really
Foley.
Thought it was, but apparently it's not him.
Yeah, this guy.
He's come out and said it's not him. Richard did a story as well saying it's not him.
You know what's mad is they're like, you see with stuff like this, it does when it's a real story and the whole country really gets on it, there are unfortunately just going to be people that get caught up in the crossfire here who genuinely are like not involved. Like if this guy isn't the guy,
then it's
and so it can actually get really dangerous, because regardless, that is going to affect his career no matter what.
Yeah, a lot of Baby Reindeer sparks police probe after online sleuths wrongly identify theatre director Sean Foley as the guy from the show.
So there is that negative side to it. Anyways, let's move on. If you guys want to give that a watch, Chip and Proddy have both finished it and they thoroughly enjoyed it. What are you giving it out of 10?
I thought it was really good. I give it maybe an 8 out of 10. And I think a lot of it's carried by the fact that I really like the idea that he played his own part. Mm. Yeah. I don't think I've ever watched something like
that's mad, isn't it?
I've seen someone play their own story like that. But he was really good. It's a little bit difficult to watch at times as well.
Yeah. You know that bit that we were just referencing where like this mentor...
Be careful if you're watching it.
I know that it's like obviously not real happening like that, but the fact that I knew that that was real, I was well put off.
Yeah, that is
disturbing.
Yeah. The good people over at HelloFresh are back. And Chip, let me tell you, they got a message for you. What? And I feel like genuinely they made this message for you.
Why?
Which is... to step out of your comfort zone. Because let's be honest, you have an unhealthy relationship with steak. It's every day at stake for you, bro.
Okay, yeah, maybe, potentially, possibly. That's true. What HelloFresh saying they can fix that?
Well, they certainly have plenty of recipes for you to choose from, all right? We've got the cheesy loaded sausage in buns. Now, let me tell you. Now, I know that's a bit of you.
That does sound good, to be fair. Okay, I'm on board a little bit.
What about this one right here? The sweet and sticky chicken thigh noodles. This is banging.
Okay, but the thing is, I ain't got time.
What do you mean you don't have time? That's the whole point of HelloFresh. It saves you time. It comes, all the ingredients come. All you have to do is just cook it. Okay. It's done. It comes with the recipe.
I'm listening.
Not only is it much easier, it is also more cost effective because it starts at £3.15,
Saving money.
Chip, in the nicest way possible, you might be the tightest guy I know.
That's not even true.
So this is right up your alley. Obviously, with all these different recipes, there's loads here, right, that you can all choose from. The variety is unmatched. So instead of just sticking your steak, potatoes every single day on repeat, how about you try something new? All right, pal?
Oh, I'll give it a go.
In fact, they have over 45 different recipes. So when I say there's no excuses, Chip, I do not want to see you eating the same meal twice again.
That's fair. I can't even count to 45.
Guys, if this is something that you're interested in, of course, we've got the link in the description or the QR code on screen now. Enjoy that. Yeah, see, we make it as easy as possible for you guys. And then you can use the code HelloFellas.
Oh, I see what's the code there. HelloFellas.
So don't forget to use the code HelloFellas to get yourself 60% plus another 25% off the next 2 months. And on top of that, we got a nice you free desserts.
Oh, for life.
Don't tell me that ain't a banger. For life.
Oh.
This is an exclusive offer, of course, because the fellas are always bringing you the best. So make sure you get involved in that. It's only available for a limited time. So like I said, that QR code or the link down below, don't say we don't help you guys out. Anyways, let's talk about something that is not quite as disturbing, but certainly worrying. Liverpool's new manager?
Arnie Slot. Is that how you say his name?
Arnie Slot.
Is that how you say it?
He wears the badge. He gets the badge in. Have you seen his clobber?
The Stone Island boy.
Oh, he loves it.
Did he just put out a statement like, it's on, I want to be Liverpool manager?
Yeah, he did.
Came out after the game. I rate that, he said.
I kind of rate that as well. Just saying like, this is it.
I want this
normally
job.
People just so like, they tiptoeing around it like, I can't speak about that. And he's like, nah, I'm up. I want that.
I want that job.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. Let me not try and pretend that I know.
I don't know anything about him, to be honest.
I don't know Dutch ball.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
You watch Dutch ball, bro?
No one watches Dutch ball. Nah, I'm sure people do, but I'm not one of them.
You know what?
Feyenoord.
Yeah, Feyenoord, and they've done all right. Wait, why are we typing in bold nonce meme? Oh, because
that's gonna get chucked around a lot.
Is that when Arnie Slot has a stinker?
I dare him to drop a stinker.
I dare Arnie Slot to have a stinker.
Shit, man! Who's made a mug of him? By the way. Who's buying that?
Let me tell you, I want a bald manager.
Nah, I don't
know. There's something about
then.
Like, look, you got Pep. Mm. Like, I just feel like it's time. We're ready, and there was a lot of discourse on Twitter.
Yeah.
I realized this, yeah? See football accounts on Twitter, I think they don't want to admit it.
Yep.
But I think a lot of them are attracted to men.
What?
No.
Hold on, why?
No, because...
So you're saying football Twitter is gay?
No.
Be careful, bro.
No, not like that. But I'll be honest, I do see some clips going around where they're thirsting over like men.
I back it though.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just saying, like, I think we just have to be self-aware of what it is. And so like when this guy, and I saw this because when this Arnie Slot was like announced, I could, like, there were hearts breaking. People were there like, oh no, I don't want a bald manager.
He's actually not that bad looking though.
He's got a bit of aura to him.
He's got a little bit of an aura, yeah. He's got something about him. Like, yeah, he's got no trim, but...
I reckon he actually...
He's got a permanent trim.
He's got a certain energy. Like, I've seen him in the pub racking up lines. Like, that's the kind of bloke he looks like. But I can back that. I can support that.
Thing is, though, he is proper ball. Pep is kind of ball.
He's giving Maradona, like, fucking... Coke fingers on the glass energy. That's what I'm feeling.
Look, I'll be honest with you. I was heartbroken when I found out it wasn't going to be Xavi.
Mm. Well, he's staying.
I was gutted that it wasn't London. So, now he's going to stay for another year at Leverkusen by the sounds of it.
And then
he's going to go Real Madrid. Yeah. And so I was a little bit gutted about that situation.
This was like your only chance to get him, man.
Yeah.
Enjoy that.
He's so cold. And you know what? It was so sad. And this is why I think I might like men as well, is because I was watching him do like a training. He was like training the first team. You know how sometimes they release clips of the coach? Yeah. And I was just there like, I would do what you told me.
Is he authoritative?
Yeah. And he has a real aura about him.
He does, to be fair.
Just kind of like Fonzo right now. Oh, look, they're playing... loads right now.
Yeah, they're having a good time.
They're besties for sure.
Should we just start doing that? Just yamming on each other, licking each other's face.
Let's start doing this in the office, man. So I was gutted that we didn't get him. And then it looked like it was going to be Ruben, the sporting manager. Amorim?
Isn't he going somewhere else?
Yeah. And it looked like he was potentially off to West Ham. And then just randomly they were there like, no.
He's staying.
Yeah, he's not. I don't know where he's gonna go now. But West Ham were gutted that wasn't like a more solid thing. There was rumors about like Ruben's agent trying to like make the West Ham thing seem more real than it was in order to like push Liverpool. And then Liverpool were just like, oh, okay, cool, we're gonna go get Slot. I think that is a cool last name.
I like that, man.
Slot.
Yeah, it's a little name, isn't it? Reminds me of gambling.
Yeah.
Slot machines.
Do you think you'll fall off a bit?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I just think, mate, someone was telling me that, whoa.
It's getting crazy.
It's getting hella gay down there.
Yeah, I'm involved.
I love that. I do think we'll fall off a bit. Someone was telling me that, you know, Klopp has brought in 40 staff of his own.
What?
Like, and that includes like a lot of the kitchen staff. Like,
they're not going to just leave.
The club was really built around Klopp in that way. He was there for a long time.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're going to have maybe like 40 people leaving or even...
They won't leave.
No. There's a lot of them are leaving. Because, like, even kitchen staff
are
leaving.
But he's not moving to a new club, though.
They're not following, are they?
So...
No, I know, but a lot of people are leaving.
That's interesting to me. Why would you... Like, fair enough, yeah, you came with him, but, like, he's now quitting to just chill why would you just go, yeah, I'm a chill at the same time? Like,
no, because a lot of the time they don't get a choice. The new manager brings his crew. Oh,
that, I don't know if I like that though. Like kitchen staff and shit. Like, come on, man, you got to let them stay.
Yeah, I don't know necessarily that, but certainly in the coaching department. Oh yeah, for sure.
That makes sense because they need to be playing his way.
So I do think, look, I'll be honest with you. I'll back the manager. I'm excited to see what he does. And you know what? More than anything, I trust the like Liverpool as a football club to bring in the right person. But I'll be honest with you, I was just a bit gutted that it's not Alonso. But hey ho, we fucking move. Excited to see what happens. I'll be honest with you, it's a little bit of a sad ending for Liverpool. Not a sad ending, yeah. but
no league.
Twitter kind of annoys me, right? In just because they're all bantering Klopp right yeah. now. But I feel like as a Liverpool fan, you got to zoom out and be like, where he took Liverpool. I mean, we were a literal dog shit team. Can't deny that.
Yeah,
we were a banter team. People were taking the piss. And now we're at the point where in the title race, you know, walked away with another Champions League. We finally won the Prem. It was like, that is, I don't care what way you want to look at it. Like, it was an unbelievably successful stint for Klopp. And not only that, but as a Liverpool fan, like the amount of moments there are it's that we've had in
tribute or something, bro.
I love it, bro. He is such a legend,
man. Get a little sad tune on it. Stanley falling fucking asleep behind the cams.
Stanley support Watford. Who just took over Watford?
Tom Cleverley,
man. Tom Cleverley.
Yeah! He's gash, you know. Cleverley. Can I just tell That's you about crazy. A debate that happened in the office yesterday? Stanley believes he's in the top 10 most famous Watford fans.
No way. Stanley.
I said most well-known.
Most well-known. Famous, well-known, same thing. He thinks he's
in
the
top
10.
Can we get up right now? Famous Watford fans. There'll be a lot more than you realise. You got Anthony Joshua, yeah. KSI. Yeah. Watford are second.
Come on, bro.
All right, we'll give him Arsenal.
Nah. I think I know what you're saying. You're not talking about celebs. You're talking about
no names.
You're talking like, oh, that's the like same Lewis thing, energy and like probably
that's the
like
same
the way
thing.
They
Let's have a look. Let's
I'm sure
look.
There's like loads of well-known people amongst Watford fan base.
To be fair, Stanislav Law goes crazy. Like a lot of
fans.
A lot of people enjoy that area of the fella's extended universe. Like,
okay, mate, you're up against Sir Elton John.
No, but this ain't a fair comparison. Jerry Horner.
Oh, Jerry Horner. She's more famous than you. Anthony Joshua.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Bad.
So you're in third at the moment. Chris Stark.
Yeah.
Yeah, fine. In fourth. Won't argue with that.
Yeah.
Culture Force.
Culture Force.
Okay. Okay.
You know what? I might give you top 50.
50 or 50.
50.
We need to. Like,
I
need
actually
to,
don't know any. Watford
we need
fans.
To extend the Stanislav like law like. More needs to be known. We need to delve a little bit deeper because we know about Proddale's roots, Bahamas.
We had him on the loaded pod.
Bahamas. What is it? Bermuda, Barbados. That's the one. Stanley, what hospital were you born in?
Watford General.
Say it, bro.
Watford General.
Let me tell you what. I was born in the Royal Alder Hospital. That's what it's called.
Yeah,
fucking stinker.
I was a Richmond boy.
Yeah, Epsom.
Nothing
for me.
Royal about it.
Epsom
Hospital.
Go on,
by the races.
What was that, Stanley? Yeah.
Your
hospital?
Dad was out there on the races while you were getting born.
Hillingdon, there you go. The Stanislav extended law continues. Hillingdon
isn't,
Hospital.
Isn't Boris Johnson the conservative like constituent for Hillingdon? He was Uxbridge, yeah. Uxbridge, yeah.
You kind of look like Boris Johnson, you know.
You got like same build.
I swear, Stanley each week just gets more and more fat shamed, you know.
No, but you know what that means, though?
I didn't even mention that word.
Oh, yeah.
No, but everybody knows that the more abuse you get on this pod, that means the closer you are
exactly.
to the
pod. Yeah. That's the same with everything in life.
Probably knows.
Yeah.
And it changed
just means you are
my life,
Stanley.
It did, like, the weight loss journey probably went on. Once again, fat shaming.
It works. It does work.
Yeah. So
work.
What you're trying to say is now Stanley needs to go on his weight loss journey. Is that what you just insinuated?
Absolutely not. I think you need to put on more weight. And the reason why, let me tell you why you need to. No. Let me tell you why you need to get like disgustingly fat, right? Is because then the transformation video goes so much harder.
Yeah.
Like, if you were to do it now, I'd be there like, all right. With yeah. You've done a little bit of work, but I want to see you turn into like a slob. right? Yeah, and then you need to go.
Stanley's got my timeline last year, next year.
Yeah, there we go.
I want to see Stanley run a half marathon. Stanley, come run that half marathon with me.
No, full marathon, Stan. You know the vibes. Come on.
Could you run a half marathon? Yeah, well, anyone can, right?
Let me make a little apology because I just got really self-conscious.
Nah, that's crazy. Nah, you making an apology just so funny.
I just got really self-conscious there because I noticed I've moved my mic a little further away from my mouth right now. Because yesterday on the Reddit, somebody said, like, you eat your mic. And then I'd been thinking about this for a few weeks. And then I just keep forgetting when I'm on the pod to, like, move my mic away because I'd be like this.
Somebody said that you breathe up all the oxygen in the room. That's fucking
crazy. Mouth breathing the fuck out of it. So, and you can see I left a comment on the Reddit. I said, so let me read this out. He said, Freezy, please, I'm begging you, move the mic away from your mouth when you hoover up 90% of the room's air. Genuinely infuriates me. And it's every other sentence.
Yeah.
And then I replied saying, yo, you're actually right. I listened to it the other day. You can hear my thoughts.
Yeah, sure. By the way, if you want to talk to us, you can talk to us on the Reddit, which is r/fellaspodcast. We're actually all quite active on there.
Yeah, so we are.
Might as well join. It's quite a good time.
Let me just know. All right, guys, what I need from you, and let me know in the comments. I'm going to do three different things here. So this is how it usually is. And I'm going to talk a couple of sentences. So like this, right? And then a medium one is down here and I'll take a breath. Yeah, you can let me know about this one. And then third and final, I just keep this shit miles away down here and you can let
that's not gonna be the play. Bro's doing a mic test live pod.
No, I need because I want to get it right, because I did listen to myself the other day and I was there like, this is so annoying.
Well,
yeah, we got
shit,
the Alien vs Predator character in growling away. Let's talk about the FPL league because it's getting to crunch time,
right? Yeah, all right, let me bring up the league right now because we are in game week sorry, there's a lot of football this pod, but you just know how it is. Like, there's some good forfeits going down, so we have to talk about this even if you don't like ball. So we got YouTube league. For those that don't know, there are 12 people in it. Here's the current order of the league, but just before I go ahead and say that, the bottom three are paying for everybody else to go on holiday this year.
We can't say what the very bottom is.
Oh, we can't. Yeah,
no, we're not allowed.
No,
to say.
We can't. We can't.
So, but just know, well, the just bottom place has awful. The worst forfeit you could ever imagine.
Is that why?
Yeah,
person or to everyone else?
No, to the public. We all know what it is.
It's fucking bad.
Yeah, the person, like, if you're bottom, like, everybody in the league knows what the bottom forfeit is, but there's a reason why we can't say it, and we'll only be able to announce it a month after the season ends.
Yeah. Nah, this is crazy, bro.
What I'll do actually right now, I'm going to call up the person's. Do you want to read out the league? And I'm going to call up the person sitting in bottom right now.
Okay. I'm reading out the league. So we got number one, we got Joel Morris, which is JMX. Sat on 2,163 points. Next, we got Reeve. Then we've got Theo. Then we've got Randy. Then we've got myself. That's fifth place. Chris in sixth. Freezy in seventh.
Come on, bro.
Will in eighth. Ethan in ninth. And that brings us to the bottom three, which is currently Harry Lewis, KSI, and then finally, well, I'll let you call him.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, how you doing?
Yeah, you're just on the podcast right now, bro.
Hello.
Just wanted to ask your thoughts on FPL and... What do you think? How does this end, pretty much? Are you actually going to end up in the bottom?
I am done. Everything is over. My hopes and dreams have been crushed.
So wait, have you actually just straight up given up like that? Because you've seen what's possible.
Yeah, I have seen what's possible. I've seen what's possible with chips.
Do you not have any chips left?
I've got bench boost.
That, hey man, that can do a lot. That could do a lot.
So you really believe that there is no chance of you making out?
What's going on here, Freezy?
No, I just hate to hear that. Like, I certainly can't offer help, bro. You know the rules.
I think it's over. Yeah, I think, you know, it's hard at this stage to be battling against a £108 million KSI team. That's the facts and reality.
Damn, bro knows the team value and everything.
Bro knows everything. All right. Look, I appreciate it. I really, but just so you know, I actually really am rooting for you. I don't want you to be doing the unspoken forfeit at the end of the
year. I don't want you to lose, Luxy Boo. I actually like you.
I'm not allowed to mention that. Yeah, sorry. You can bleep that bit out of earlier. And all I will leave you with is the fact that I think if I am to do said forfeit, I might be inhibited by some of my my body.
No, so don't worry. Don't worry about it. All right, Lux, I'm praying for you, brother. Don't forget the deadline is tomorrow. Oh my God, the dogs are gone feral. All right,
see
bye-bye.
You later, boy.
Right, that's Lux. He sounds pretty defeated about the whole thing.
Yeah, he. What's it sounds on? Like it's a long day for him.
Let me call JJ because he is the one in contention right now.
He's going to be very happy about this. He's going to be very happy to talk about it if he picks up letters. Personally, if I got a call from you, I'm not picking up. But that's just a me thing, really. Like actually, normally when I see it pop up saying Kyle Freezy, I usually just turn my phone off.
Really?
Yeah. Just for five, ten minutes.
That's not a nice thing to do.
Nah, because I don't want you to think I've ignored you. I want you to think that, oh, his phone's died.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so.
Here we go.
It's just one of them things. Oh, I had a chicken madras last night, and now I've just had a coffee. Fuck me. I'm in like the twilight zone right now. Oh, I feel like I've just stepped into like a different world. Like I'm on the fifth dimension. I got quantum shit popping out my ass any moment. Am I talking to myself or what the fuck's going on right now? But anyway, you know how it be though, probably, innit? When you do a curry the night before.
My shits have been bad all week, bro.
That's just vulgar though. That's just graphic.
Nah, I think the two coffees in the morning don't help.
Two coffees is crazy, by the way. You're not a caffeine addict.
Nah.
Yeah, really?
One on my way to work and then one about 11:30.
Hold up, that's not normal.
Yes,
okay,
it
you know
is.
What? It is normal, but it shouldn't be normal. That's crazy, man. Before 12 and you've had two coffees.
Would you rather me do something else then?
Like what? Drugs? That is not a good replacement for caffeine.
I'm a hybrid athlete, mate. I need to do this sort of stuff.
Do you think you'll ever... All right, hear me out. So you have two coffees before 12.
Yeah.
Surely your body is just so used to that. Do you actually feel the caffeine? Or not
the first
much.
One, yes. The second one's an enjoyment coffee.
That is the most fucking bullshit I ever heard. An enjoyment coffee.
What do you
that's
mean?
That's some Theo Baker shit. You know, Theo tells me he drinks coffee because he likes the taste.
Yeah.
It's not true.
Obviously, that's the case.
No, he drinks the coffee because it brings him back to life.
Yeah.
Gives him that kick
he needs. Drink coffee because I enjoy the taste, bro.
I'm always suspicious of these dons, you know.
No, I genuinely...
I like the taste of it. I like the taste as well, right? But we all know the underlying kick that coffee gives you. And that's the main reason you even started drinking coffee in the first place.
I would agree with that.
It's like, look, yeah? Vodka orange. You don't drink it because you like it, even though you like that as your alcoholic drink, right? Or whatever. You still are drinking it for the specific reason that it has alcohol in it. Yeah. Coffee, you're drinking it because it's got caffeine in it.
I would have a decaf coffee in the afternoon if I can have a coffee.
I'll back you on that because that's fair because there's no caffeine in it.
Yeah,
you
but I'm doing
decaf,
it for the enjoyment.
You're
of
not
the
having decaf coffee.
But I'm doing it for the enjoyment of coffee. So that's why I'm saying I'm getting a decaf because I don't want the caffeinated.
Oh,
coffee
if you're
to
getting
affect.
A decaf, that's fine. You are doing that.
No. So if I what you're saying is it's bullshit that I would have coffee for enjoyment and not caffeine.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one in the morning, first thing, is for the caffeine.
Yeah.
The one at 11:30 is because I want a warm coffee at that time.
Can I interest you in a hot chocolate, boss?
Nah, because that's got so much sugar in.
Oh, you don't like
that? That's true. Yeah. There's a lot of sugar in
it. I love a hot chocolate. By the way, underrated drinks ever. Is that, because you feel like a child ordering it.
You want the whipped cream in it with the marshmallow.
No, that's disgusting.
Have you ever been to Knoops?
Cahoots?
No, Knoops. Knoops. No. And they like melt the chocolate in front of you and they've got about 70 chocolates to choose from. It's unbelievable.
I ain't got that kind of cash.
Yeah, that sounds expensive.
It's like £4.50 for a hot chocolate.
Yeah, your money's up.
It's a nice little treat, bro.
Your money is going...
Nice little treat.
Let me put you lot on. Can of peas. I saw the other day.
Can we get a hump counter?
Yeah,
on Fonzo?
Hump
counter. We're gonna actually need a hump counter for this episode because Fonzo, I don't know what you're doing in your home, but he's emulating something because that's learnt.
Nah, I watch a lot.
There's technique to what he's doing.
I watch a lot of anime, but I saw a can of peas the other day. 8p.
8p for a can.
And I think I want to say it was Aldi or Lidl. So if anyone's needing that offer, one of those places doing can of peas.
I really thought that was a shit joke for a sec.
Nah, I saw it on Twitter and my mind was blown. I was like, fucking good on them. Rolling it back to good old days.
You know, there's a fish and chip shop in the north. I think it's in, Grimsby. And they do like £3.50, like fish and chips. Because they basically haven't like listened to inflation, essentially, because people can't afford it.
They haven't listened to inflation, as if that's something you can just choose to ignore.
Bro, they have chosen to ignore it. They make no profit. It's basically a charity because people are so poor up there, they can't afford food.
Right, okay.
No, that's not that. That's quite normal, I swear.
Mate, it's like £12.50 for a large cod down in London, man.
Yeah, but you're saying in the north, no?
It genuinely was like £2.50, £3
for
fish and
chips. It's a third world country up there. But you're talking about the north?
It is relatively a lot cheaper up there for just fish and chips. Maybe.
Let's talk about...
You know what? Before we go on to whatever boring shit you're going to say.
Yeah, facts. Go on.
I've got something even more boring. What is, and I don't know if you guys will know this, what's like the best value... like place to eat in London, like what's a fucking banger, like
Flatiron.
Well, that's a good shot actually.
Kokoro,
they've gone up a little bit. I swear it's £14.50 for the Flatiron steak now. It used to be 12 quid. Yeah, it was, used to be
well
12.
If it's gone to 14, I'll take that back then.
Let me say though, that it irks me every 6 months, a little quid, they pop it up and think we won't notice.
Why don't they do the thing that Proddy says, just ignore inflation?
Yeah.
just mute it.
Flatiron's
like
a non-profit.
I feel like
bro.
You must have a good shout for us here.
No, yeah, Kokoro. Have you ever had
veggie
it?
Veggie though,
innit? No. It's a bento, like Japanese place, katsu curry and that.
Ooh.
And it's like $7.95 and they give you a fat portion. Katsu curry, chicken katsu curry.
I can get on board with
that. Urge you to try it. Where's fucking expensive? Too expensive. But I like the place. Poppies. You ever seen the prices of a fish?
Why the fuck would you pay that? It's shit
actually
as well.
Crazy. No, it genuinely is like 20 quid for a small. And then if you want a large cod, that's not even a large.
I heard Ed Sheeran say something even recently, more. Which was they're like, if you can't see the sea, then the fish and chips isn't going to be good.
That was on Top Jaw, wasn't it?
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
You see that Top Jaw? Let's talk about that quick.
I actually quite like them, man.
I have a thing with it. I love the videos. I'm hooked to them. Every time they pop up, what it is, it's this TikTok account called Top Jar, and it's like a London foodie TikTok. And what they do is they get head chefs of all these like really well-respected restaurants,
mm-hmm.
and they ask them the questions like, what's your favorite spot? What's your underrated, overrated, overpriced, best value, da-da-da-da, all these questions. And they genuinely are really good... here it is. You might have seen it, actually.
I don't think I have.
It's genuinely really good. And it's from people that people respect the opinions of, for the most part. And I am just addicted to watching the videos, but I can't make my mind up on the actual guy.
You know,
like, I can't tell if I despise him or
Jesse,
I love him.
It's one of these things. I feel like he did something in a former life because I like mad recognize him, but...
Yeah.
I feel I can't put a finger on it. Is that maybe like a model or something?
He is a beautiful guy, I won't lie.
But I feel like he did something ages ago, like early YouTube.
Not familiar, unfortunately.
Either way, he's killing it. He's smashing it with that Top Jaw thing. So if you are, people always ask me actually, weirdly enough, in DMs, they're like, I'm going to London. Where's the best place?
I was just about to bring this up because you have something we not spoke about before. You've got in your notes a list of all the restaurants you've been to with a score.
Yeah.
Why don't you read out like some of the best ones? Let's see.
That's helped me a few times, that list, to be fair.
Yeah. It has helped me out as well. Yeah. Like, every now and then he'll message me saying, I don't usually put people on like this. He just out of nowhere, I'll be chilling at home.
Nah, you need to read out the copy pasta that you do to me.
Oh, bro, it's so good. Like,
Chip did this to me the other day. I'll read out some of the stuff on my
Please,
list.
Have you got it? Where's my phone? You've got my phone. I need to find this. So... people need to be onto this.
No, I'll give it back to you.
You can send this to your mates because I fucking love this one.
So what he does is, I woke up on like Saturday morning and I go to my usual breakfast spot, but I got a text off Chip like, yo, I got a new spot I got to tell you about. And then I reply with like, I'm so excited because I love that food recommendations. And if it's from Chip, it's rare that he'll actually go out of his way to actually recommend me a place. Like he's gassed about it. Yeah, so I know that it's going to be a good spot.
Oh, bro, I can't find it. It's,
you can.
Nah, I've got to find it.
Type in see people like you. Type that in. Let me see.
Nah, bro, I'm not finding this in my WhatsApp. It's got to be on yours. Just type it in. Isn't it like I find motherfuckers like you really interesting? Yes. I think I've found it. I think I found it. Yeah, I found
read,
it.
Read
all
out,
right,
no,
so
read out the bit before.
I'll text Kyle, yeah? I text Kyle saying, oh, I've got to view it in the app. It's mature content. Oh, don't do this to me, bro.
Look at Finn.
Bro.
Hello.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Bro, you're going to have to give me a wet second. It's fucking up.
Mature content?
Yeah, it's mature content and I can't read it.
What, on WhatsApp?
On Reddit.
Oh, you found it on Reddit.
Yeah, well, I Googled it. All right, well, give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. Sorry, it's going to have to be cut. It's so worth it.
We ain't got too many sex.
I know.
Yes, it's Finn. Oh, my God. Alfonso. Finn, you didn't realize what's fucking happening to you.
He's just such a little cuck, isn't
he? He's such a little cuck, isn't he?
Hitting that.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro, be hitting that.
Bro, you're on a horny one.
Let's get it, bro.
He's just like sniffing about. He's just cutting about like it's a normal day. Look at you, panty. You're sick. You're sick.
I got it. So I'll text Kyle saying, yo, what are you up to? He'll be like, just getting breakfast. I'll be like, oh, that's crazy. I just found the maddest breakfast spot. He'll be like, oh, really? Where is it? So, and this is the reply I give him. I find motherfuckers like you really interesting, bro. I ain't gonna lie, this spot is kind of like a personal thing to me. You get what I'm saying? It's just like a personal vibe, you feel me? What's really crazy is you wouldn't even wanted this if you ain't seen me post it. You get what I'm saying? I don't even think you really hungry like that, to be honest, bro. So go ahead, find yourself something to eat, bro. Go open your fridge, bro. This is not the fridge, it's the internet. This is not the... You get what I'm saying? This shit tastes insane, though. Shit, wild seafood pasta, UK.
What the fuck?
What I'm saying, this shit, market price, you feel me?
Market price. All right, you lot, man. You're sick in the head, you.
Shit, I really wish I could put you on, but it's just really a personal vibe, you know. Bring my loved ones in. So you know what I'm saying, you be easy, bro. But the way it's written as well, as
put it up on screen, out,
it's crazy, man.
Fuck. So yeah, if you ever hit me up,
I hope that was worth it. I'm not sure if it was just me and you that find that really funny or not. But was that funny, Brod?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you could hardly hear what you were saying. You were pissing yourself.
You won't get it, bro. It's a personal. anyway, fucking good weather, eh?
You want me to put you on to a couple of my top spots?
Yeah. Anyway, so because a lot of the listeners and the viewers come into London here and there. Some of them live in London. What's your top five that you want to recommend that's not going to break
the
bank?
Let me tell you. These are breaking.
So
the
these
bank.
Okay. These are date night spots then, or potential anniversary.
Yeah, this
birthday,
is a birthday
whatever.
Spot. Birthday if you're spot. Broke, you can just skip this part.
Okay.
Now because
or you can save up.
Yeah, but I would just recommend skipping this part if you're broke.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, fair.
All right. So first up, I've got. Manteca with an 8.5 rating.
You like that spot.
Great food.
I still not like been. That spot. I think Proddy likes that place, right?
I've never been.
It is so good.
I'm personally
honestly.
Not a fan, but that's just, I don't know, that's just me being weird, I think.
Is it like small place
everybody,
pasta?
Everybody
is that
seems
what
to
it is?
It.
Yeah.
All right, yo, wait, just quickly. JJ's calling. Let's talk to him about his FPL adventures. You don't need this.
Yo.
Yes.
I wanted to talk to you just briefly. We just interviewed Calyx.
Okay.
And I just wanted to speak to you and get your feelings. Obviously, we're coming into the the last stretch, the sprint. And you've just left the bottom due to a fantastic game week. Do you think you are gonna escape coming bottom? Do you think you're gonna be bottom three?
I don't think so.
Really?
I think I've got a good strategy. You know, whether I'm going to use my triple captain this week or not.
Yeah, I forgot you got a triple captain. I forgot about that.
A big factor. But I'm feeling good. I'm feeling very confident. You know, I've taken the minus eight. Already made a few changes because I know it's important, especially with some of the games coming up.
Bro, speaking like a real manager. I love
that. Bro, yeah, bro, literally speaking like it's a post-game press conference. okay, and then who do you think is actually going to come bottom then if it's not you?
So I think Harry had an absolute stinker and it's definitely showing now.
Yeah. So you think he could fold? Do you think he's actually going to come bottom more than Lux?
So I think Lux is in a bit of a predicament.
Yeah, I'd say that's a fair point.
Because he kind of needs to take hits to have an effective team.
Okay.
At least have a chance to get out of the bottom three, or at least, you know, from bottom.
Yeah.
Obviously, he still has, I believe, bench boost.
Yeah.
So, you know.
He's got that going for him.
He's going to have to try and create a team where a bench boost would make sense. And I don't believe he has that right now.
I love that. So you think Lux is coming, like, give me the bottom three order then.
So bottom three order. Oh, let me have a think here. Okay. I think bottom, Calyx.
Okay. Yeah. That's fair.
Second from bottom, I believe Harry.
Okay. And then the last person spending 5,000 GBP is...
I'm going to go for Ethan.
Yeah,
I literally just say it's definitely...
That's
I
a think strong...
Ethan's cursed as well. He always ends up in the bottom.
Yeah.
I think he's made quite a lot, you know, few good changes, but looking at his team this week, you know, Haaland is a doubt.
Bro, this you analysis. Studied this at Man United, you know?
Bro. It's still
when I was lost, bro. I was stressing.
All right, bro. Appreciate you you calling up about this. I'm running out of phone credit here, so I've got to hang up. But I'll chat to you soon, and good luck for the next game week.
Yeah, you too, bro.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, so there we have
that
it.
That was some good analysis right there.
I'm not going to lie. I can tell he's like got so dialed in because he was bottom for the longest time and people were saying JJ's finished.
Is the deadline tomorrow? I don't even know. I haven't looked at my team yet.
Deadline's tomorrow.
Got to drop a little wild card on him.
We were going through my restaurant list. Let me just finish these up and then we'll do
so you said Manteca was an option. You give it an 8.5. That place also is not super expensive.
Yeah,
like you could go there probably for less than 80 quid, maybe 100 quid.
What
Manteca? Maybe two people. What, 100 quid?
Per person? Nah, 120.
Not if you're doing a whole drinks thing. You know what, the drinks thing really just decides like how much the fucking bill is.
Yeah,
because you can go to a lot of spots and have an okay average price night in London if you don't buy drinks.
Yeah. Next
tap
up we
water
got
for me
my favorite Indian in London, Jim
Big Star. Oh, you're talking about Gymkhana.
Gymkhana. Great spot.
I haven't been there.
Yeah, I've still not been.
I haven't been. I keep hearing about that. Elite. I'm not sure about the name.
It sounds weird. I think it's got a Michelin star though.
It does. It's the whenever I go to book, it's always like booked up for like 2 months in advance. Yeah.
You got to know people. Here's what it is.
Yeah, all right.
this fucking guy.
Here we go. Another scum. Fantastic spot is called LPM. That's what I call it.
Ooh.
Long name. Le Petit Maison.
Oh, wow.
Mayfair spot. Get ready to break the bank
what,
a little
what
bit.
What kind of food is that?
French.
No shit.
Yes. And then my last one that I'll give to you.
Yep.
Which is my favorite place I have eaten.
Nah, I need two more, by the way.
Okay, you need two more? That's fine. I got two for you. I'll give you one of my second favorites then, a place called Sabor.
Sabor.
This is a primo spot. Please only go there if you know plates.
Let me put you onto a spot because like people need to hear my end of the stick. Rudy's.
Oh my God. See, this is why no one takes your shit seriously.
Is that a pizzeria?
Pizzeria, bro.
It's
I've
okay,
heard it's actually quite good though.
I wasn't really a
they
fan.
Do an unbelievable.
So why do you recommend it?
Because I was just making a joke because he's naming off mad gas.
Yeah, I mean, if you were making a joke, I would have gone something more clear cut, like Ask Italian or something like that.
I love Ask Italian.
Ask Italian. See, I don't even know what that is.
See, that's my favorite Italian spot though.
Ask Italian. Is that a real spot?
How do you not know that, bro?
Here
Am
we
I
go.
Out the loop
it
there?
Might not be up north, to be fair.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, let me put you on to my favorite spot.
He's doing a poo. You're missing it. I just dropped a little fucking poop.
Oh, but he did it on the mat.
Good yeah. Boy. You should see how he does it, though. He levitates. He comes off the
That's
ground.
That's just like you, bro.
He puts 2 feet up, pushes down, and then just lets that thing come out, man. He got a mad technique for it.
Yo, Finn spotted that. Super. He's really keen. He wants to go check out that. Like, what has just happened over
little
there?
Chocolate brownie thing.
Yeah. And then my favorite spot in London is a place called Sumi in Notting Hill. Best that, food.
Yeah. I need to try some of these guys out.
Yeah, this is smelling a bit.
Is it smelling?
Is it ponging?
Ponging a little bit, bro.
Are you sure? By the way, I wasn't looking. Are you sure that wasn't Sabina?
Sabina's just dropped a shit on the mat. Clean yourself up, Sabina.
Right, let's talk about something that is actually going to affect our lives significantly if it does go through.
Mainly yours, bro. But actually, it's not going to affect our lives in a crazy sense because you'll still be able to watch it. TikTok getting banned in the US.
Yeah, but the thing is, if it what? Oh, Finn, like that's not even hitting the hole. Like Finn just sat down. He blocked off the entrance. Yeah, Finn's had enough of that, bro. If by the way, if TikTok gets banned in the US, the platform disappears.
Yeah, I mean, what they're saying is that it needs to be sold, right, for it to continue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Chinese need to sell it to a US company or?
Yeah, it will be to a US company. But the thing is, they've already spoken about this and they had to put the servers in the US. And so I think like Oracle or something like that took that on. There's just loads of issues with this. What, you smelling
just
yourself?
Just fucking reeks. Yeah, it might be me.
To be fair, yeah, little bro put out a demon there, huh? He just squeezed that motherfucker out.
He has so much energy.
He does, doesn't he?
He's a fucking crackhead.
He's a perfect dog for me.
He literally is. He looks like he's just on a permanent
People
line.
Say you look like your dog, right? And I feel like I do look like...
I feel like I look like mine.
Yeah, you know, Sabina said that the other day. She said, you look like Fonzie and Kyle looks like Finn. And I was like, what do you mean? She said, look, come on. Finn got the long face. I was like, you can't talk about bro like that.
That's crazy. I'm not going to lie.
Yep.
So yeah, if TikTok does get banned in the US, I just want you to know, first of all, I'm going to be gutted because that means you see them podcast clips that are favorite things.
Yeah.
They're like the worst podcast in the world. We're not going to be able to see any more of them.
Well, the last one was from the UK though.
Huh?
A lot of them are UK based.
Yeah. No, but what you don't realize is if it gets banned in the US, the platform ceases to exist. The US is too big of a market. They can't just lose that. We're not just going to be using TikTok in the UK. It's gone.
What, you reckon the app just real legit just goes?
Yes.
What? Okay, wait. So it gets banned in the US.
Yeah.
The UK, they start losing a shit ton of money, obviously. Can they not just scale down company and just keep it open in the UK and China?
So what? Then we get a worse product and then people go off TikTok in general. If it gets banned in the US, the platform's finished.
Shit.
Because if the US do it, the UK will follow suit months after.
Yeah. Okay. I can see it. I won't be sad though. I'll be sad from a revenue perspective.
TikTok has provided some of the best stuff.
It has, but it is fucking. Yeah, you know what? To be fair, some of the brain rot stuff. I love.
Oh,
it,
the
man.
Brain rot, Breaking Bad stuff.
Oh, bro.
Now UK fashion brain rot. That's the best.
UK best content I've seen in a long minute. Like, shit, man. If that goes, I'm fucked. Like, most of my jokes are stolen from that.
Yeah. And what about, like, the Trend Twins? What are you going to do about them?
Yeah, man. I ain't watched them in a minute. I watch their YouTube videos mainly. They're better.
I realized, actually, you and Stanley are going to be gassed. That means the rise of Instagram Reels.
We were on that wave early, and we understood it, and now we're there. Like, we'll be running the platform. If anything, we might end up buying IG Reels.
That wouldn't surprise me, bro.
Oh, we set up like our own.
Such a shrewd
business. You lot still watching IGTV?
What was that again? Was that where you could upload really long ones?
Yeah, like you still kind of can, but it's just not called IGTV.
Nah. What's it called then?
It's not got a name. Just making a post, like, bro.
This sectioned up part of the platform. Fucking back rooms of Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, mate, I'm going to be gutted if TikTok goes, you know.
Yeah,
I don't care if the Chinese are spying on you, man.
Yeah, either.
Just do your thing.
It is bad for your brain, but there's been some good shit that's come out of that.
My brain has melted because of that platform. I think at like half the speed now.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I'll be like, damn, do I have brain fog? And I'll be like, oh, it's just TikTok. It's fucked me up.
We got sent through a Fellas Loaded video to review the other day. I saw it was 1 hour 50 and I asked him if he could turn them into TikToks for me and I'll make my way through.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, someone actually requested to me, someone who works at the Fellas, for a 2x speed thing unloaded, and I was like, go fuck yourself.
2x speed, yeah. You little brain.
I was like, just fucking grow up, lad.
Oh shit.
Yeah, people are asking on Fellas Loaded for that in the comments, like, can we get speed controls? Like, you want to watch the videos 2x the speed.
Just accept that your brain is fucking done out.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to affirm at that point. That I've never heard of someone asking to... you know what's worse? Let me tell you something worse. Elliot, the managing director of the Fellas, right?
Oh, this
he fucking speed runs movies, right?
Oh, yeah. This
so
is
he'll
bad.
Go on... Fuck it, I'm dobbing him. He'll go on an illegal streaming site. He'll pull up a new movie that he can't bother to go to cinema or watch. Let's say Transformers or some shit. He'll watch the intro, skip. Watch like a quarter way through for 5 minutes, skip to the halfway point, watch for another 10 minutes, and then skip, get to the ending. Just make sure he thinks he knows the key points, and then that's it. Probably watches 20 minutes, and then he says, watch a movie.
That's insane.
That is. But what's the reason for that? Because you don't get enjoyment out of that. Is he just doing it so he knows what the film is out of to know?
Yeah. Yeah. So he wants to speedrun it. He just said he ain't got time.
That's insane, isn't it?
That's crazy. I never heard of that before.
That to me is not enjoyment. No. I don't know how you get enjoyment out of that, but...
He's a mental guy.
What else we got here, Prod?
Antarctica volcano. Ooh, okay. Pull that up. A volcano in Antarctica is apparently letting out $6,000 worth of gold every single day. Where is this? Releasing
in Antarctica, mate.
80 grams of gold a day. The volcano makes a yield.
That's you can't sniff that much.
What? 80 grams?
80 grams.
No, that's not possible, is it, really?
That's crazy. You're gonna catch some nitties at that volcano, man.
Yeah.
Now that we've said that.
Fuck it, man. I'm not, but the Euros.
Huh? At the Euros?
Yeah. You said you can't sniff that much.
Oh, we're talking about that.
The Euros are going to be going crazy.
Yeah. Oh, hey, here's a question for you. How many grams of gear do you reckon get sniffed during the Euros?
Oh, man.
Like on England match, on England match day in the UK, how much gets scored?
It's got to be crazy.
Kilos.
Man. Let's sit like, you got to think about the numbers. England match day, Wembley, how many, what's it, 80K, 90K?
No, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about in the UK in general.
Oh, fuck, bro. That's astronomical, man. It's not possible to
do you
calculate.
Reckon it's like a ton of
the
gear?
Calculator don't go that high.
But you know when the calculator just has the numbers that just infinite. Keep going.
Yeah, it's crazy. Proddy, you're a kind of guy for this. Give us a number.
What are you pinning at me?
England
for?
Match day, Euros, quarterfinal.
In the UK, how much gear gets sniffed? I would be willing to say around 150 to 200 kilos.
I think more.
No way.
I think it's crazy, man.
Because
you're talking about the UK, top to bottom. England, the one day that everyone's going to be doing it, not us, but like the one day, all the young'uns are out. Stanley's going nuts. Not Stanley, but Stanley's a good lad. We've raised him right.
Oh, here we go. Okay, so this is just in London. Okay, so they're taking
people
in 23
in
kilos in of gear just on a regular day.
In London.
In London.
Okay.
So you're telling me, so first of all, London is how much? About 1/10 of the population in the UK, right?
Okay.
So we'll times that by 10. Actually, no, but then you have to think London are serial
gear.
Well,
think about it like this. So if that's an average day, what's London doing on a Euros day?
Yeah, you're right. That's like 5x.
Got to be 120-ish, should we say?
100 kilos in London.
We'll say
you might be looking at like 300 kilos, 400 kilos on an England match day.
I reckon, yeah, over 1.5 mil in the whole European campaign.
I wonder if we could, request a bet. Yeah. Can we get over or under like 300 kilos of gear?
That'd
to
be crazy. This, I'm imagining this. This must. This has got to be a loaded only bit.
Yeah, right? Maybe. I think this is a loaded only bit. But why? I don't know if YouTube.
Like, nah, no, the way we've just chatted about drugs, there's no way YouTube would let this be on. It'll get limited.
Yeah. Well.
Hmm.
Fantastic though. Well, no, not the snorting.
Yeah, but I like that. That was a great way of putting it. Over 1.5 million, you're in the European campaign. You've always got a way with words, Prod.
Thanks, man.
You should be a fucking...
It's my journalism
degree.
You
should be a political dealer.
Do you have a journalism degree?
Yeah, I got 2-1, mate.
Damn. Do you think that that's coming quite handy?
If I knew you got a 2-1, I wouldn't have employed you. I only deal with...
Thing is, I don't know actually how much my journalism degree actually helped, but yeah.
I mean, if you're saying it, then probably not too much.
Yeah. But sometimes it could be a bit subconsciously. Like
I did a lot of extracurricular stuff, to be fair. Like lots of
Napoli.
Tech side of things, like filming, documentary making, all of that sort of stuff.
I wonder what would you have done if you did it?
Oh, wait, can I just say, my documentary, have you seen it?
It's got 250,000 views. The one about the docs?
Nah, it's got 177, bro.
Oh, okay, yeah. But still.
But a lot of people are really confused by that. Like, why have I got a documentary about blokes dressing up as dogs?
Yeah,
I filmed it for my third year of uni, like, project. And so essentially went to this bloke's house. he dresses up as a dog. And it's a sexual fetish.
Yeah, like this. Right? Like this. Finn, come here. Nah. What's this?
He's going to not.
What's this? I get him away. What is it?
No, Finn, he's too into it now. No, he's gone. Oh,
look at him. Mate, he's gone. Bro, he can't get enough. Look at that.
He's humping the fucking cow.
Oh, my bro,
he's cock. I've never seen it like that. That's crazy. I don't want to see that.
You're
meant to be my...
You've got fucking problems,
has he got his lipstick
pal?
Out?
Yeah, mental.
You got fucking problems. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Yo, you can get him to bark, I think. Alfonso.
Talk.
Touch. Now, he normally barks if you say that.
Touch.
Now, you got to put your hand out.
Touch. Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah, get a little...
Not you.
Now he's licking it.
You need to stop standing up for yourself.
Oh, now he's...
That's what pissed me off about you, is you just let this shit happen.
Why are dogs like this? This is great.
Look, he's giving himself fellatio.
Fucking hate.
Oh, by the way, his little sausage was wild going like that.
Hey. Not in public. You'd be showing me up, man.
I don't know what you'd be teaching this dog at home, bro.
I tell you, it's the anime we watch.
It's the anime you watch.
Ah, fuck, man. Come here. Right, don't come in.
Look, is there anything else you want to talk about on this one, Proddy? I feel like we touched on some...
Kanye West starting porn.
Let's talk about the Logan Paul thing, actually, because the porn thing might get us a little bit sausaged.
Sure. All right, well, Logan Paul's having a kid, isn't he?
Oh, wait.
Yeah, he is. He announced that. Sorry. It was a little Polaroid.
He's had two W's back to back.
What are the W's?
He obviously having a kid. Congratulations, yeah. Logan Paul. And then he put this lawyer in a spliff.
I saw a little bit of the video. I've not watched the whole thing though.
So there is a Prime have a lawsuit against him. Now, it's important to note that in the US, and it might be even in the UK, you could just sue anyone for anything and then say, I'm suing you.
And,
so you're suing them. That does not mean that... Well, you are correct or like you're true. Anyways, there was like this big thing going around about something called forever chemicals. And I think they're known as like PFOs. And this lawyer essentially read out this lawsuit. And like I said, you could go and test your Prime bottle right now and you could come up with whatever answers you wanted, put them into a legal document and then sue somebody and be like, yeah, it's legit.
Yeah.
So this lawyer was going on about it saying, oh, Prime are finished. They're poisoning your kids. Like all this mad shit, right? Usually you would just ignore something like that because... It just is what it is. Like, it's just bollocks. Yeah,
it gained traction.
Yeah, it gained a lot of traction. And I started seeing, you know, like TikToks with like 700,000 likes.
Ooh.
All this sort of stuff. So naturally, you got to go and squash the misinfo. Yeah. They've come out. Logan Paul was literally there like, you know, our bottles we use are the exact same, you know, used by the same manufacturers that like Coca-Cola, all this sort of stuff use.
Yeah.
And essentially tore apart this lawsuit that this lawyer was going through. He cooked it. And then at the end of it, he has this cold moment where he says, like, you've got 48 hours to apologize. Otherwise, we're suing you for defamation.
And now he's deleted all of his Prime-related videos.
Well, to begin with, he puts up a thing like, hey, Logan, why don't you jump on live with me and we'll debate it on there.
So he just wanted to get clout
and
off
he
Logan.
Was just he was trying to suck every bit of clout as possible, right? Anyways, Logan obviously doesn't nibble on that. Why the fuck would you? And then literally everyone in the comments are there like, hey, buddy, 36 hours left or something like that. Like, they were on to him. And then he uploaded a video and I felt so bad for this lawyer. Like, this lawyer, his career is finished. And by that, I mean, he came out and he essentially apologizes, deletes his Prime videos because he knows
such
that
a ball job.
And do you know what that is? Is it like, there's no way on God's green earth. Mm-hmm. I am now able to look at that lawyer and go, I'm going to hire you, mate.
Yeah.
It's a disaster for him.
Do you think he was probably just thinking, oh, I'm going to sack this whole law thing off anyway, so I might as well go Hail Mary it.
No. What he's thinking is, let me take this, it's getting him views. It's the most views he was having on things. He made like 5 videos on it. He racked it all the way up. And naturally, that is going to get you a lot of eyeballs on your business. Mm-hmm. And people are going to start hiring you for shit. Unfortunately, Logan decided to actually reply to this guy, and then not only that, but threatened to counter sue him essentially, and it has fallen flat on its face. So yeah, Logan Paul managed to get that as a second W. It was nice to see, because here's a little conspiracy theory potentially, and I saw a few people talking about this. Mm-hmm. Is that it's all a bit calculated. Naturally, if you were a big drinks company, not naming names, then having this sort of smear campaign on a massive company like Prime works very much in your favor. And not only that, but if you were looking to acquire a company like Prime, one way to drive the price down on that purchase is by spreading a bunch of misinformation about it and getting people to, you know, getting the news articles to come out. You can get it at a cut price.
Yeah.
So there were a few conspiracies knocking around, and I'm not saying that that's legit, but I do think when you start talking about billions and billions of dollars, tactics like this are not uncommon. So it wouldn't surprise me. I'm not saying that is what happened, but it just wouldn't surprise me if there was a bit of foul play in there.
Damn, that'd be a bit crazy, to be honest.
Yeah, it would be a bit nuts. But yeah, look, I reckon we wrap it up there, guys.
Let's do it.
I apologize if the dogs have been going feral. There's been a lot of inappropriate content.
Crazy.
I would say Alfonso he's got a lot of pent up sexual energy.
He just a little demon, you know?
Weren't we all at his age?
Yeah, it's true.
How old is he in human years?
Fuck knows.
How old is he
dog
though?
Dog year calculator. How old is he?
6 months.
So he's about 3.
So what, 3 years old?
Dog year calculator.
It's 3.5. It's 7 years usually.
Let's have a look. Begin calculator. Let's see.
Pointless waste of a click.
Yeah, 6 months.
Here we go. He is... Oh, wow. I'm down for this. What is... it's not going to be on here, is it? What is it? What type of dog is it?
Multi-poo.
Just put Maltese, that'll be fine. Close enough.
Yeah.
Okay. He in human years. Seven your dog is 7.5 years old.
I'll be honest with you. At 7.5, I wasn't moving that.
No.
Yeah, I wasn't. Although Kanye West said he was wanking at 5 years old.
That's a bit mental because he definitely wasn't.
Yeah, there's no way you're
that's
tugging
what I
it.
Call Waffle House.
Let's end it on that, guys. Thank you very much for listening. Of course, if you would be so kind enough, guys, to drop a rating on audio platforms.
Yes, of course. And then sign up to Reddit and follow us, r/fellaspodcast. And remember, you can watch the podcast one day early on Fellas Loaded, and you get a bonus podcast every 2 weeks. Goodbye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.